Moving on, the Canadian Prime Minister is seeking Parliament support for joining the US and attacking ISIL positions in Iraq. Stephen Harper says the motion authorizes airstrikes for up to 6 months and explicitly states that no ground troops will be used in operations against the terrorists. The motion is due to be debated and voted on in Parliament on Monday. It's expected to pass as a majority of lawmakers are from Harper's Conservative government. But opposition parties have been putting pressure on Harper to be more transparent about his plans. Ottawa will be deploying a handful of fighter jets, a refueling tanker aircraft and surveillance planes to Iraq. Further humanitarian assistance will also be provided. The Pentagon has reported the first death of a U.S. soldier in the two-month-old U.S. military mission against ISIL terrorists. The U.S. Marine was presumed lost at sea after jumping out of an Osprey troop transporter over the Persian Gulf when the aircraft lost power and it was going to crash. Another Marine who also jumped from the aircraft was rescued. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby expressed sympathy to the dead Marine's relatives. He said the pilot of the Osprey was able to regain control of the aircraft and land it safely.